In the end, nothing is impossible. People are often scared to speak English if their English isn't perfect. But in the end, it only matters to be understood.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am still in Lisbon, Portugal. It is so exciting, but you guys may remember that just a bit ago, I was in Finland at an incredible conference called Slush, which really, really inspired me. It made me rethink the way organizations in technology should be built when you're dealing with the community. The kind of mentorship program that they have built within this extraordinary event, where students essentially lead the event to be produced, and every 2 years, the executive level team passes the baton to someone under them in this apprenticeship kind of role, in order for people under them to learn how to become the next CEO, the next executive in the company. And Nora, I ran into on the streets of Lisbon. She was wearing a Slush shirt, and I got so excited, and I begged her to do an interview with me. And she was one of the volunteers at Slush. And so, Nora, go ahead and introduce yourself. And then if you could tell us, what is the volunteer program at Slush?
So I'm Nora Kurko. I'm a hospitality management student in Finland.
And you're studying here in Lisbon right now, right?
Yes, exchange student. I'm actually not in a tech at all, but I really like tech.
Yeah, and Slush is one of the most important events in technology. So, like, first of all, how did you discover Slush and what attracted you to want to volunteer?
Actually, I discovered Slush when one of my friends liked it on Facebook years ago. Since then, I have been following Slush on Facebook, and then I decided that I might actually volunteer because I like volunteer work.
And what about Slush attracted you?
All the people that are in it, they really enjoy what they do. And there are so many new startups and inventions, and it's just really incredible. It's a really unique event.
What about Slush attracted you? Why did you want to spend your time volunteering with them specifically?
The community there is really unique. The people really like what they do. And mostly the people, everyone is so inspired by everyone. It's just really an inspiring event.
How would you describe Slush? How would you describe it to someone that knows nothing about Slush?
Slush is an event where startups and investors meet to create something new and better. Like the startups may sometimes grow even as big as Microsoft. And nobody knows really what happens there because the investments are sometimes really huge. But things get done. It's that kind of event.
It must be really scary entering a world that you know nothing about.
That's partly true because I have also studied IT, but it was years ago, and I'm pretty sure my knowledge is already pretty outdated.
Because the world accelerates so fast,
yes,
in tech.
Yes, it's so fast, and everything is happening all the VR and also the coding is excelling, and it's just so fast.
One thing that I'd like to kind of take an intermission and talk about for a second, because it's so important and it's one thing that I really admire about you and I'm so excited for you, is I think when you're first entering any world, and even when you're advanced in a world, we feel this way, it is scary to take chances. It's scary to do something when you feel like you're not fully prepared or fully equipped. And I know even sitting here for this interview right now, you're like, I don't speak like perfect English, or, you know, I'm not the top CEO of a tech company. I've only volunteered at this place. And you were saying, I've only just built a website, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see how awesome you are for taking the steps forward, even though you felt uncertain. You know?
Yeah.
And so can you share with everyone kind of about that experience and how you can overcome to move forward regardless?
Take small steps at first. In the end, nothing is impossible. People are often scared to speak English if their English isn't perfect. But in the end, it only matters to be understood. I'm trying to apply that same kind of thinking to everything, like volunteering to different kinds of events. I really enjoy that because then I always meet new, really nice people and always learn something new.
And when I first asked you if you'd be on the podcast, how did you feel? Was your initial reaction like, no way?
Yeah, I was pretty horrified.
And then how in the world did you get to come to where you are sitting here now?
In the evening, I was thinking like, okay, it's a podcast. It's not live. It can't kill me. It can't even hurt me. So why not? It's always a new experience. New experience really make us grow as people, and it really affects the personality, and it's important to want to try and learn new things.
Let's get back to what you're passionate about today. What is it? You're pursuing hospitality.
Yes.
And now you've been exposed to the tech world via Slush. Do you think that you want to move forward in the tech world? Are you still exploring that, or what are your dreams today?
My dream is to start a business that has something to do with both hospitality, like tourism or gastronomy or anything like that, and technology. I'm still not very sure what the thing is, but I'm figuring it out.
And can you tell me more about the Slush volunteer program so people can understand it the way I do?
Slush is made with volunteering work. So most of the workers in there are actually volunteers. So there's many different sections. Like I was in the sustainability team, and we made sure Slush did not create unnecessary trash. So world is a bit more cleaner. But yeah, there's the volunteers, and they are in teams. And the team leaders are also volunteers, and their leader is also a volunteer. So it's really all about volunteering and learning new things. And I hope I can be a team leader in next Slush.
So you guys have an idea of the kind of grandness of Slush is investors from all around the world fly in. They have this huge stage with fire pits and yes, speakers and
neon lights and glowing dark lights and all that.
It's almost like Burning Man meets South by Southwest meets a carnival meets TechCrunch Disrupt.
Yeah, but yeah.
And it's like the top speakers in the world meets TED Talks.
Yeah.
It's all talks on innovation and technology and from all the different, talks from sex tech to med tech to mobile apps to how to stop world hunger. Like it's really a conference unlike any other conference, I'm sure. And I was really grateful to have experienced it. Shout out to Dan Taylor, who told me that it exists. And where do you want to go from here, Nora? Like right now you're studying in Lisbon.
Yes.
And then you go back. Where in Finland do you live?
Tampere.
Tampere.
Yes.
That's the one thing. And you guys, be sure to check out all the Slush episodes. We have the CEO of Slush, and we have so many incredible women that I met at Slush. So just check out the Women in Tech podcast for the Slush episodes. Maybe we could include the links for the Slush episodes in the podcast as well, in the podcast show notes. What advice would you give to someone starting out that you're currently doing yourself in order to further yourself in your career? How can they get involved in volunteering?
Do not be afraid. Volunteering is really fun because other people there are also volunteering. So everyone is in the same situation. They have volunteered to that event because they like it. So it's a friendly community.
And you said you studied IT earlier on in school. What grade were you in when you studied IT? About at what age were you?
18 to 20.
18 to 20, you studied IT?
Yes.
And how old are you now, if you don't mind sharing?
27.
What did you study in the IT world?
I studied a bit programming. I studied a bit of everything. I know something about many things. But it isn't enough. Like we learned to program with a Visual Basic. Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn more Java and Ruby and all that kind of language. But it's now easier to learn them. So getting there.
Do you think you'll go back and learn them again one day?
Definitely. I was thinking while I'm in Lisbon, if I have a free time, I will try to learn them.
Yes. What resources in Lisbon have you accessed yourself that have been really helpful? And then also what resources exist in your area in Finland that have been really helpful in accelerating your career?
Mainly the internet.
I love that answer.
No, I wish there was a group who I could learn programming with, but there really isn't. And I have been in Lisbon for a week, so I don't really know what's the situation in Lisbon. But right. But the internet is always a friend with these kind of things.
Well, I introduced you to Luisa, and then and there's also Startup Lisbon. There's Startup Portugal. And so you got it. I'll make sure to tell you all the different organizations that are going on in Lisbon. Well, cool. How can people connect with you? Are you on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or email?
I have LinkedIn and Facebook. Probably they are the best ways to get me, and also email nora.kurko@gmail.com.
It's nora.kurko@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your time, for being brave and showing up. I'm so excited that you're sitting here right
the
now.
The pleasure is mine.
Yeah, it's amazing. And to connect with more cool people like Nora, and I hope you reach out to Nora and let her know that we're all in this as a global community together. But to connect with more people like her, remember you can go to the Facebook group, which you can access direct by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Thanks to my friend Walt for thinking of that URL. It was perfect. It will lead you straight to the Facebook group. You could also connect on Twitter with me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora. You guys are amazing. And I will talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.